Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel, presented by Mainstay Financial and Anna Lee Leonard, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Hi, this is Financial Advisor of the Year, Jim Brogan of Knoxville, Tennessee. You're listening to Winning with my good friend and colleague, Anna Lee Leonard.
You're listening to Winning with Anna Lee. Anna Lee is a retirement and estate planner, a member of the Ed Slott Master Elite IRA Advisor Group, as well as a sought-after speaker on such topics as income planning, 401k rollovers, and advanced IRA reduction strategies. When not working in her private practice, Anna Lee joins with other certified senior advisors to promote top-quality services to mature adults in the Pensacola area. Her goal is to help you prepare for and live comfortably in retirement. You can reach her office at 437-3127 or online at mainstaypensacola.com. Or call her now at 437-1620 on Winning with Anna Lee.
Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning, Bob. I was going to say, are you ready to sing like Anna Lee does?
Not singing. And that'll be the day, right?
But you know what? I'm okay. Like, either way, it's a good morning.
Yes.
The sun is shining.
Oh, gosh, it's beautiful.
It's absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed every minute of my morning so far. Got a little run in, feeling good, got the heart going.
Really?
Good for you. Well, I took some time off.
Awesome.
So, I'm saying this because this is Winning with Anna Lee. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Every Tuesday at 10, we have Winning with Anna Lee. And so it's good to celebrate. I have this thing where I like to celebrate every win. So like if my kid's struggling in math and gets a B, we celebrate.
Absolutely.
Because we've moved up from a C.
That's right.
You know? So if we've taken time off from exercising because of health issues,
yeah,
and we get to start exercising again, that's a win.
Right.
Whether it's a 1 mile walk or a 2 mile walk, whatever it is. And so, yeah, we're here to win.
Okay. So if you're like me, okay, and you've gained 25 pounds during this global pandemic, and right, I lose 1 or 2 pounds,
that's a win.
That's a big win.
It's a huge win.
And I can go out and celebrate.
That's right. Mine was mostly the wine pounds. You know what? It's about 2 o'clock. We might as well have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
That was me a year ago. And so, yeah, it packed on pretty fast, and then I stopped.
Yes.
I was able to kick that habit. It's a good thing I was able to kick it and start running again. And, yeah, had some setbacks in the time. I also do not like running in the cold here. It's way too moist.
Yes.
It just feels like it sits in my lungs.
Yes.
And I feel like I could get sick, so I try to only walk in the wintertime here.
Yeah. Well, wait till you get a little older and,
great,
you know, the joints aren't greased up like they need to be, you know. I'm telling you, the cold is not helpful.
It really isn't. And I've been here for almost 8 years. And yeah, I notice now I have acclimated completely to the weather here. My blood boils in the summertime. And so it's super thin in the winter and I just get cold.
Yes.
I wore a jacket this morning, in fact, because I was a little chilly.
Yeah.
So we adjust.
Right. We like the heat as well.
Yeah.
We like the heat as well.
I'm ready. Yes. I'm ready for it. And today it looks like it's going to warm up into the mid-70s. So we're going to have a good day. And speaking of adjusting, we have a lot of adjustments that need to be made in our financial world as well as we get older.
That is correct. And we're going to have, we're going to talk about probate, titling issues, and how to navigate the waters when a loved one passes away, okay? And quick question for you, Jenna. Have you ever served as a personal representative or had to settle anybody's estate?
No.
Okay.
Thankfully.
Yes.
It's okay. Not something I look forward to doing.
I know. And most of us, I think, can relate to that. You know, they haven't done it, and which means most of us are very ill prepared to serve as a personal representative or in another state, also called an executor. But it's a very difficult time for everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were named, in all likelihood, you were very close to the deceased, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I am named, so
yeah,
I do. I am listed under a couple of people, and I obviously that's a I try not to think about it. Yeah. Like a lot of people, it's something that we don't like to think about. But, you know, I've shared before on the show how my mom, she had major surgery. She was supposed to have it and COVID hit. And so it was put off for a really long time because they couldn't chance it at her age. And then when she finally was able to go in for surgery in September, had to sign all the documents. They listed me as one of the beneficiaries. And it's, you know, definitely had a few palpitations.
Yes.
Because it's a huge burden. Plus, you're already nervous when they're going into surgery or treatment.
Right.
And then that's something else to think about.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So, but it's something that we have to deal with.
Right. So, you know, for our listeners, please, if you wish to call in, the number is 850-437-1620. Please call with any questions you have about investments, retirement planning, Social Security planning, really even estate planning, wealth transfer planning, you know, a lot of issues that we cover on this show. We are not covering in this particular segment, but please call in with any questions you might have. Again, we're going to talk about how assets are titled, how wealth is transferred at death, and we have Annalee and I have a good friend, Kristen Marks, who practices law here in Pensacola. She's an estate planning attorney. She's very good at her craft, and she sends out sort of a newsletter every now and then, and she sent a really great one about how assets get transferred at death, and I've heard it described a couple of ways. Annalee is a master at telling stories and describing things, almost illustrating things on the radio, and I've heard her call the different receptacles containers. I call it possibly baskets of assets. And Kristen Marks, in her newsletter, calls them buckets. And all of the assets, all assets really fall into four different buckets. And they are transferred in accordance with what bucket they are in. And I think Kristen even describes it as all of our assets live in a particular bucket. Okay. So the first bucket are assets that will transfer by title, okay? So you take the assets of the deceased. You look to see how they are titled. All assets are titled in either the individual name or, in some instances, they are titled jointly. You're very familiar with that, Jenna. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other types of joint ownership, tenants in common. Sometimes we see where assets are titled with a transferable on death, and the acronym for that is TOD, mm-hmm. or in the old days we used to see POD, payable on death, okay? Now let's go back to that first bucket. We're talking about assets that transfer by title. Assets that transfer by title is the most powerful form of transferring assets. You cannot contest the way an asset or the manner in which an asset is titled. So if you own an asset jointly with another person, and I'm talking about joint with right of survivorship, that asset goes directly to the survivor in that joint ownership title. That really cannot be contested. It can be contested, but you will get nowhere. Okay.
Right. No.
So joint ownership, very powerful. TOD, transferable on death, very, very powerful. Again, that is the first bucket, and it's and these are assets, by the way, that do not go through probate, okay? And we will get to probate, okay? The second bucket is assets that have a beneficiary designation, okay? So assets that have a beneficiary designation are IRAs, any qualified plan you may have with your employer. Let's say a 401k, a 403b, just about anything that begins with a 4 that is with your employer, and you may have contributed to the plan, your employer may have contributed, but 403Bs, 401Ks, let's see, 457Bs, all of these plans, you usually or almost always are required to have a beneficiary designation. You can have a primary beneficiary, who is the person that receives it upon your demise. You can also have contingent beneficiaries, should the primary beneficiary predecease you. Okay? So, beneficiary designations. And let's go into a few other assets that have beneficiary designations. You have IRAs, you have the 401Ks, you have the 403Bs, you have annuities, you have life insurance. Life insurance contracts have a primary beneficiary designation. You can also have contingent beneficiaries. Again, something very difficult to contest, and whoever you name as the primary beneficiary will receive those assets. If the primary beneficiary predeceases you, the contingent beneficiary or beneficiaries will receive those assets. So we have bucket one and bucket two. Again, bucket one is title. Bucket number two is beneficiary designation. Okay, the third bucket is typically assets that are, say, not in your name, not in the name of a qualified plan in your name, but are in the name of a trust. Okay, people retitle assets in the name of a trust that they have had drafted for many, many reasons. It can be to avoid probate, because, of course, housed inside the trust document are the primary beneficiaries and contingent beneficiaries. So the assets that are inside a trust will pass through probate. But that is sort of a designation as well. But again, those are assets that are not owned in your name. They're owned in the name of the trust. So that is the third bucket. Now, the fourth bucket is the bucket, the very bucket, the only bucket where the assets go through probate. These are assets that are titled in your name and in your name only and are not in a qualified plan because, of course, a qualified plan has a beneficiary designation, okay? So assets that are in your individual name go through probate, okay? Now, let's talk about probate.
Yeah, I was going to say, for anybody who doesn't know, why don't you explain a little bit of what probate is?
Probate, the definition of probate is the proving of a will or establishing the validity of a will. So, in other words, authenticating this will, this last will and testament, where your wishes are to be carried out. Who carries these wishes out? The personal representative or the executor you have named in your last will and testament.
Okay.
But probate, the only assets that pass through probate are the assets that are in your name and your name only. So they have to be in your individual name, and they are not part of a qualified plan, an IRA, a Roth IRA, or anything like that. But, you know, I just shared with you the literal definition of probate. It's the proving of a will.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also really the entire process we go through in settling the estate. I think it's sort of used a little more broadly than that. You know, you hear people all the time. Someone passed away. The estate is going through probate. This has been going on for 6 months, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so probate really sort of takes on a life of its own. But it's important, you know, for our listeners to know, the only assets that go through probate are the assets that are in your name and your name only and have no beneficiary designation, okay? And when I say your name only, that means they're not titled jointly, they don't have a TOD or POD designation where it transfers to someone else by title. And, of course, there's no beneficiary designation either. So your name and your name only. So very important to know what assets pass through probate. I wanted to share with our listeners that the assets that we most often see titled in an individual's name only are typically vehicles, you know, seldom see those titled jointly. You know, part of that, I think, is, you know, the hassle you have to go through to get, you know, get a car re-registered in your name. Okay,
I'll
go down to the DMV. I'll handle that. I'll be down there for a couple of hours. I'll take one for the team today.
Right. After my dad passed away, getting his car transferred over to my mom's name was indeed a headache in and of itself.
Yeah. Wait,
something that you think is so simple, like they've been married for 28 years or so, that should be a no-brainer. Just put in her name. Oh, man. No.
But, yeah. It was in his name, in his name only. And, she would have to go through the, you know, married. That doesn't matter. If it's in your name and your name only, it's...
What's the point?
Whether it goes to someone else, per the terms of the will,
it took about two months.
Yeah, it took
about 2 months to transfer it,
right.
And then she went through all that headache and ended up selling her car because she's like, well, I just did all this work to get his car in my name. I'm just going to get rid of my car.
Exactly. So, Annalie and I work with a lot of folks. A gentleman came in last week, and we were talking with him. He's a great guy. They have two homes, one here in Pensacola and one right across the border in Alabama. Now, it's sort of a, kind of getaway home.
Right.
And it's a place they go on weekends, but they're basically maintaining two households. So it's also on a piece of property over there. I know that he has... I'm not going to say several, but a couple of tractors. I think he said he had four trailers. So two or three tractors, four trailers, trucks, other vehicles, and, oh, I forgot, at least one boat, and maybe a little John boat and,
so he's
and
a collector?
A bigger boat. He has a lot of toys and a lot of vehicles. So I'm thinking about this, and I'm saying, this probate, when his estate goes through probate, because I know they're all titled in his name,
right?
And that's going to be a headache. But the other thing is this: some of them are registered here in the state of Florida, and some of them are registered in the state of Alabama. So that's going to be a little bit of a headache. When that time comes.
So how do you fix that? How do you keep it from becoming a headache for your family?
Well, honestly, as far as the vehicles go, that's, you can own them jointly. It's just as something that is seldom done, because of the headaches you have to go through. And you know what? They're very transitional, right? You're not going to have a vehicle forever, and you're going to sell it. And yeah, maybe we'll put the next one in joint name. But, I can't really provide a solution to that, other than as you get older, maybe you want to whittle down, the number of vehicles, toys, and
stuff
and stuff that you have registered, because these little trailers, with two wheels that you carry, they have to be registered.
What about items in your house that's like you might have insured, like something super expensive, like a ring, family heirloom?
That is a great question there. Let me tell you. There's something in a will that you can have. In your last will and testament, if the last will and testament references a separate writing, okay, and a separate writing is typically covers, let's say, the cedar chest, in the bedroom, or, the ring that, the ring that I have, or several rings, or some other chattels or pieces of jewelry, or, hey, I'll tell you another one. We run into guns. Yes.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
That is guns. A precious.
Well, people have more than one. It's, they're really considered collectibles.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, and there's one other, coin collections. Okay.
Oh, we love our coins.
Yes. And I met with a gentleman, and this is actually the same gentleman. He has a coin collection. And, you know, that's something that really isn't titled or registered. But if you want to leave something like that to somebody, you can, in your last will and testament, reference this separate writing, and or you can name, or you can have these items listed in the will. You really can. But a separate writing allows you to list personal property that okay. otherwise would not transfer by title, beneficiary designation,
sure.
or even per the terms of the will, because you didn't list it or thought you might get rid of it, you know, before you passed.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's a great question.
I mean, you know, I just remember those precious moments after my grandmother passed away. And, you know, really any family member that we've had to live through, there's, you know, arguments over who gets what.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, one of the arguments was who got which TV. Of all the things in the house, that's what everybody was worried about.
Do you know, those stories are a dime a dozen.
Are you kidding?
We hear them all the time.
That is heartbreaking.
You can take the most solid family, okay? And I'm talking about, you know, just, and you throw in there some ambiguity or something that wasn't, you know, completely clear on a certain asset where it's supposed to go. And really, when you, when something like that happens, Jenna, and let's say the surviving spouse of a marriage has passed, typically the kids come into town,
yep.
and you know what? You choose what you want, and if there's any disagreement, you might have to call somebody in, like an appraiser, to, you know, assess the value of it.
Sure.
And, you know, if something is like a car or a nice coin collection, stamp collection, hey.
Music equipment was one of them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, just paintings,
right.
artwork. I'm trying to think. There's one other thing that that we ran into. It was very unusual. Oh, musical instruments.
Yeah.
A violin, you know,
right.
very
well,
expensive violin.
I mean,
yeah.
when my dad passed, the one thing that I wanted as a keepsake forever was the sax that he played with Bill Haley and the Comets. And so,
wow,
that's mine. I got it. I did dibs. I did the whole, you know, front seat dibs. It's
wow.
mine. Shotgun. That was mine.
Wow.
So I got it. It's one of my favorite things in my house. I even have the case. So, you know, yeah, it's something special, but I'm also the musical one right now in my family. All of us, you know, are musically inclined, but it was something special to me
yeah.
in my life. And so we didn't fight over it. Everybody got their thing,
yeah,
you know, but yeah, I can imagine people fighting over that violin heirloom or a guitar.
Yeah.
Was another one. I inherited my late uncle, his guitar. And so, you know, it's something special.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad you got it.
But a TV would be like worthless to me.
And you had no other, there was no disagreement.
No.
Jenna gets the sax.
They were so good
okay.
to me.
Siblings, that's great.
I have five siblings and they were all really good. Nobody fought me.
That's excellent.
I mean, but I would win.
That's excellent.
I'm just saying, you know, well, you just never know. I could pack a punch if somebody came at me for that saxophone.
Yeah.
Hey, before we wrap up in just a second to go into our news break at the bottom of the hour, it's about 10:29. We have a little bit of time. Just want to remind everyone that you can call or text in with any questions. I have a lot of questions myself. Everybody's saying good morning as well. So good morning to you. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. This is Winning with Anna Lee. So feel free to text in. Maybe you have a question about anything going on with you preparing your will or heirlooms you're looking to get appraised to put on your will. Maybe you just have a question in general about financial or retirement planning. Please feel free to call or text in 437-1620. I do have to say I've learned something new every Tuesday. So that's a win.
Well, you're sweet.
you really do. I mean, there's so much information, too. I'm like, oh, my goodness, how come I didn't know this? I'm almost 35. Come on now.
Well, in the second half of the show, we're going to go over the checklist of things to do, things you want to do when a loved one's health is failing or you have lost a loved one. Let's listen to the news.
All right. Good morning, Mark Jacobs.
Good morning. We've got some progress to report this morning on stopping that potential reservoir collapse near Tampa Bay. We'll have the latest coming up after Fox News.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The first witness for day 7 of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin's murder trial is a 24-year veteran of the force, Sergeant Curry Yang. He's asked by the prosecutor about department policy regarding persons in crisis.
The policy requires that when it's safe and feasible, that we shall de-escalate.
He says Chauvin completed a crisis intervention training program in 2016. He's accused of killing George Floyd with a knee on his neck during an arrest last year. Florida Congressman Alcee Hastings died.
The lifelong Democrat, he was made a federal judge by President Carter, only to be impeached and removed for taking bribes. In 1992, Hastings was elected to the House of Representatives from the Palm Beach area, where he famously objected to the results of the presidential elections in 2000 and 2004 when Republican George W. Bush won. Hastings had been battling cancer. He was 84.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 10:31 at News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, 71 and mostly sunny. I'm Mark Jacobs. Crews bringing in extra equipment to help pump more water out of that reservoir on the verge of collapse south of Tampa. NBC News' Ellison Barber says state and local officials are optimistic about stopping the collapse.
They say they have gotten the water down in this damaged reservoir to about 3 million gallons. It's dropped by about a foot.
They've been working nonstop to avoid flooding of nearby homes and businesses, which remain evacuated. Florida gas prices continue drifting lower, according to AAA. The state average dropping 3 cents last week for a total of 6 cents over the past 2 weeks. Drivers now paying an average of $2.85 a gallon both statewide and locally. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
Mostly sunny skies. That high this afternoon getting near 77 degrees. Going through the rest of the day, we will be seeing those nice sunny skies turning into clear skies overnight. Low tonight near 62. Wednesday, mostly sunny skies. High near 78 with that wind coming out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
71 in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. 72 in Milton at 10:33. Our next news at 11 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Stocks are mixed. The Dow Industrials down 31 at 33,495. But the NASDAQ is up 47 and the S&P 500 is up 5. An auto industry group is urging the government to help as it warned the global semiconductor shortage could result in 1.28 million fewer vehicles built this year and disrupt production for another 6 months. The Alliance for Auto Innovation says the Commerce Department should dedicate a portion of funding in a proposed bill to expand U.S. semiconductor production to auto sector needs. Wedbush says a potential removal of the current electrical vehicle tax credit, which is now capped at 200,000 units, should help boost demand for Tesla. The firm expects Congress to ultimately remove the ceiling on the EV tax credits as part of the broader infrastructure plan, which would be a win for Tesla. What that means that customers would be entitled to $7,500 in an EV tax credit again. That's Your Money Now.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
they stay there. And they say yeah. And they stay there.
We're back here on Winning with Anna Lee. Well, today we're winning with Bob Burgi. He's walking. Thanks for that. I'm really excited just because I'm learning a lot and I'm sharing a lot too. Maybe some personal things that other people can learn from as well. Yeah. Because experience does help us be able to learn a little bit in everything.
Isn't it great? Mike Wiggins comes in here and he gets to talk about flowers and plants and, you know, everything growing.
So lovely.
And here, I've got to come in
Let's
here.
Let's talk about death.
And talk about probate, how assets pass to your loved ones, all the wealth transfer issues associated with, you know, with that big day. Anyway. One of the things we try to say, instead of saying, well, when you die, you know, I remember this became something we would say, this is about 15 years ago, and I don't hear it much anymore, and you would say, when your will matures, okay?
It's a nice way
when your will matures, which means when you die, kind of funny. I don't hear that very often.
I do
often
like
anymore.
When you say the big day. It's actually, it reminds me of like one of my favorite shows ever growing up was Gilmore Girls. And actually, it was throughout high school. And they were going through the house, like picking out things to, you know, be left to them. And the mom's like, oh, how you doing? She's like, well, I'm just getting ready for the big day. And it just, I love it.
Hey, you know what? It is a big day.
It is a big day.
It is a very big day. It might be
life changing.
Oh, you're bad. Yeah,
listen,
transformational, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It really. And you know what, and I shared before, and we have a call come in, we're going to get to D in just a second, but I shared before when my dad passed away, there was so much left to do. It was a lot because he was young. We weren't mm-hmm. prepared for it. And yeah. that's why, you know, Anna Lee and Bob remind people, it doesn't matter how old you are. It's better to start preparing now
exactly.
if you haven't. There's no better time than the present. And this is how you can start is right here asking those questions. 437-1620. We have Dee from Pensacola on the line. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Dee. What you got?
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I have a couple questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Number one, my husband passed away this past February.
I'm so sorry.
We couldn't get life insurance on him.
Thank you.
52 years we were married.
Oh, wow.
And I had to pay, so far, $13,000 out of pocket for his funeral and burial. And I'm just wondering, is that tax deductible, do you know?
Okay.
Or... way I can benefit from me paying that.
Okay. Now, deductible, it depends on, and I, you know, this is something we can't really talk about your set of circumstances, but, you know, I would suspect that you're not filing an estate tax return, okay? You may or may not, and that's something for, a one-on-one confidential conversation. But, they may be, but let me ask you, do you do your own taxes or do you have a tax preparer or CPA that does taxes for you?
I have a preparer that does the taxes.
Okay. Well, what I would advise is that you take, and I'm sure you do, you keep all of your receipts associated, and I'm talking about funeral, burial expenses. Was your husband ill prior to his death?
Yeah, he had Parkinson's. That's why we didn't get life insurance on him.
You keep everything, medical bills, you keep everything. And of course, I apologize. I can't remember if you said he passed away this year or last year.
Yes.
This year. Okay.
Wow, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yes. And again, our most sincere condolences. And I would, like no other year, I would keep a log of everything I've spent. And I'm talking about trips, wherever you've had to go.
For treatment and things like
that.
Yes. Yeah.
And of course, these are very personal things.
Right.
But, I would keep I would keep receipts and a log of everything I've spent this year like no other. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next year's going to be different. Next year will be different.
Yeah.
But anyway, and Dee, you said you had a couple of questions.
Yes. We have a car in both of our names, and it's had it now. So if I want to sell it or trade it in, we're in the state of Florida. Can I just take it to a dealership or sell it? Or do I have to go through probate for that?
Well, the answer is no, you don't have to go through probate. And I don't know if you remember listening, and in that first bucket, if it is titled jointly, that vehicle transfers to you. It doesn't matter what the will says or what anything else says.
That's a win for you today.
That vehicle is now yours.
It is.
Okay. However,
I heard that. That's why I wanted to call.
However, this is, there's an asterisk, okay? Before you transfer it or sell it, you are going to have the vehicle retitled in your name, okay, because it is now yours, before you transfer it to the dealership or sell it to somebody on the secondary market, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
And they, and I mean, they make it really.
Should I go to the county?
Well, that's the fun part. You're going to have to go. You're going to have to go. I don't even know what they're doing down there anymore.
So
stand in line.
I just did it.
Okay.
So pretty much what you're going to have to do is if you go online, just schedule an appointment. It's a lot easier than trying to show up and get a number. You can go online. I think it's whatever the tax collector website is for the DMV. If you just Google, it'll come up for you. Schedule that appointment for the best time. Come with every single document that you have. It's better to be prepared than not.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah. Indeed. Dee, you know, you said that the vehicles are titled jointly. That's terrific. I seldom see that. That also probably means the bank accounts and whatever else you own are titled jointly, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
They are, yeah.
So you are going to need, obviously, the death certificate, and you might need a few of them. I don't know how many assets need to be transferred into your name and your name only. But I would get that done in 2021. You don't want to have assets titled jointly spilling into 2022. I would take care of all of this in 2021. If most everything is titled jointly, or if you are the beneficiary of, say, a qualified plan or an IRA, it's going to be very simple. And this becomes the most important question. What exactly was titled in his name and his name only? Anything?
No, everything was joint.
Oh, that's terrific.
That's
terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't really hear that too often. That's pretty good.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Our previous vehicle was his only.
Okay.
Because just like you said, it was very inconvenient for me to come in and sign papers.
Mm-hmm.
But the car we have right now is in both names.
Yeah. Well, that was that. That turns out to be very fortuitous. You're going to be able to just go down there, present your identification, and they already have how it's titled. You got to bring the death certificate, and that may go. I hope for you it goes smoothly. I think it's going to be.
Thank you.
I think the investment in time is going to be, you know, the line or whatever, or and getting it set up.
Hey, I just want to give you this, D. Just to let you know, if you go to EscambiaTaxCollector.com, they have their new online appointment system available. You can go ahead and click on that and schedule your appointment, okay?
Thank you all for the advice. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Our pleasure, Dee.
Oh, thank you, Dee, so much. Hope you have the best day. Thank you so much for listening and calling in. Appreciate that. You know, I'm about to cry over here, Bob. So, all right. You go ahead and take it
from
here.
Have a great day, Dee.
But it's such a good, like, that was a win right there.
Right. Yeah.
You don't get to hear that it's jointly anything.
Titled jointly. Yeah.
Nothing anymore.
Right. And, so again, the buckets we talked about, how it's titled, okay, if there's a beneficiary designation, if it's in a trust, okay, which means it's really not in your name, it's in the name of the trust, and then that those are the three buckets that avoid probate. It's the fourth bucket, the assets that are titled in your name and your name only and have no beneficiary designation. That is precisely what goes through probate. And in Dee's case, you know, seems like it's going to be, you know, fairly streamlined. Okay.
Yes, thankfully. She's had a tough time, so I'm glad. And it, don't get me started on, you know, not qualifying for insurance. That's a whole other rant I'll go on. Okay.
But yes, if you have any questions, please give us a call here at News Radio 1620. And the number is 850-437-1620. If you have an issue that needs to be discussed personally or in confidence and you wish to schedule an appointment with me or Anna Lee or both of us, please call our office. Our office number is 850-437-3127. Ask for Paula, and she will set up an appointment.
Well, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so we're talking about this, and I shared with you, you know, when my dad passed, we didn't have a plan whatsoever. We didn't have a will. We didn't, I mean... He was young, 56, young guy.
Yeah, that's very young.
And absolutely heartbreaking. And then on top of all that heartbreak, you have to handle the aftermath.
Yeah.
You know, and like Dee just shared, a $13,000, you know, funeral bill. Yes,
right.
I remember those days. And thankfully, I have five siblings. So we were able to kind of split the deal a little bit here and there. And we had so many amazing people that poured in. To help us from all over the country that my dad had impacted.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't get that. And so, you know, having that planning ahead of time, but, you know, why do so many people not, you know, do their estate planning ahead of time?
Right, right. Well, you know, there are a lot of reasons that people don't do it. I would say, and let me give you a little splash, let me splash a little color on that, because we, Annalie and I sit down with people and we will kind of go through a checklist of questions, and they are things that, you know, you would hope that everybody has done. Okay. And I'm talking about, have you named beneficiaries in your IRAs, in your Roth IRAs, in your qualified plans with your employer? Have you named, let's see, what other things? Oh, do you have, you know, benefits at work, health, do you have health care? Do you have life insurance? Do you have this? Do you have that? You know, just kind of checking the boxes. Do you have disability insurance? Okay. If you're, you know, are you even contributing to a qualified plan? As you get older, do you have the 40 credits that you need to qualify for Social Security?
Sure.
Okay. Lots and lots of things. One of the questions towards the end is, do you have a will? Okay. And I am shocked at how many people do not have a will. It's just, it's mind-boggling, because, you know, there are advanced directives that may not come into play, like a power of attorney. You know, if I kind of lose my marbles and I need somebody to pay my bills,
right?
You know, it's nice to have a power of attorney. A living will, if I need to be taken off, or if I need to be taken off a machine or medication because I'm not coming out of a vegetative state, that's what a living will addresses. There are other advanced directives like appointment of healthcare surrogate, somebody to make not financial decisions on your behalf, but medical and healthcare decisions on your behalf. Okay, those things may come into play, but guess what? Everybody needs a will, because you know, and we've talked about this, Jenna, and Anna Lee and I talk about this a lot. So many people say, so if I die, this is going to happen. You know, it's when you die, okay? It's when you die. So everybody needs a will. But it is the one thing that is, you
it's
know,
definitely
it's
an emotional thing to do.
It is. And, okay, let's face it. We're talking about dying, okay? We are talking about dying. That's not a pleasant topic, just like this show today, right? But it's...
I'm trying to make light of it. I hope I didn't offend anybody.
Hey,
you know?
It's the circle of life, right?
It really is. And I have to just say, like, when I talk about, like, people in my life passing too, being able, even as of recently, like a friend of ours passed away, you know, we remember it. We want to remember that time as something, yeah. I don't know. Special,
right?
Like, hey, we're going to take time to, because you don't want to have all this other stuff to deal with too. Like I said, the aftermath, like, yeah, you've just experienced tragedy and heartbreak, right. But having these things done ahead, when my father-in-law passed away, you know, we just had to walk in and sign a paper,
right?
We didn't have to do anything else. Everything, and then it was just like boom.
Yeah.
Everything trickled into place because he was prepared. He was he was in his 80s, so it was a little more
imminent. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and right.
Yeah, let's face it. At 50, you know, I don't think you're dialed into your mortality like you would be when you're 80. Okay,
right.
So okay,
but it's important.
other reasons. Okay, you know, the first reason people may not want to address their estate planning needs or even have a will drafted for them is they don't want to deal with their own mortality or discuss it, mm-hmm. or talk about what's going to happen to their assets once they're no longer here. Another reason, and these are just sort of the reasons I've heard, okay? It costs too much, okay? I don't want to go see an attorney and have this done. And, you know,
well,
it's
so
going to cost
on average,
too
how
much
does one,
you know, and I
pay.
Hate to quote the estate planning community, but, you know, a will could be as low as a couple hundred bucks.
Okay.
Okay? You have a trust and a full blown estate plan. We're getting into the thousand, maybe
okay.
two thousands. And, you know, it depends.
Right.
A lot of estate planning attorneys now have a fee schedule that is published. They will share it with you, and it, you know, this is how much a last will and testament is, and they'll throw in durable power of attorney, appointment of healthcare surrogate, living will. It's when you get into the more complex estate planning documents like a trust that it starts to get very, very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this, if you need a trust, it's worth every penny. If you need a trust, okay. Other reasons, you know, people are busy. We're just busy, and we don't want to stop and take the time. There's always tomorrow. There's always next year.
Right.
And I've said this, and maybe it's not a good thing to say to people, but, you know, you've got the rest of your life to complete mm-hmm. your estate plan. Unfortunately, you just don't know how long that is, you know.
Right.
You just got to get it done before you die.
Life is very fragile.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think another thing is people feel like, oh, I don't make enough money or have enough things or
that's
I'm not.
That's right.
You know?
I don't have enough. You know, I'm just one of these people that doesn't have enough to really go to the trouble and spend the time and spend the money to have an estate plan drafted.
I feel
for
like
me.
That's a common
yeah.
misconception in people's minds.
Absolutely, it is. Another reason people don't do it is they think they can do everything by titling their assets. And this is one of the pitfalls, and I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention it. We will see where, okay, dad dies, mom is the surviving spouse, the kids huddle up, we want to avoid probate. I have seen where mothers, you know, the family matriarch will put their seven children on a joint account with them, okay? And that can be ruinous. Those assets, once you title them jointly, are as much one person's or everyone else's as they are the original owner that decided
like
to add the joint owners. Yeah, yeah. If something happens, if somebody gets sued, those assets are those persons. And you don't want to put your kids' names on your assets and have them become joint owners with you. And the one exception to that may be, say, an operating account where you have your bills paid and your daughter lives down the street or pays them online. She can live in another state or another
right.
city, but maybe a small operating account, checking account where your bills are paid from. And I've seen that has worked well. And, you know, you're just not keeping lots and lots of money in there. But the other thing we need to say is an estate plan is not so much for you, okay? It's
right.
for everyone else.
You're not going to use it after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you're not going to be here, but let's name somebody to be in charge, and let's describe in detail our wishes, what we want to happen with our assets, through the terms of a last will and testament, because the estate plan, specifically the last will and testament, does put somebody in charge when you're no longer here. And we talk about a power of attorney, and you know, it's kind of crazy, Jenna. We'll hear people say, "Well, it's okay. I'm the power of attorney. You know, mom passed away." No. That power of attorney lapses. It ends. It is garbage as soon as the person that you are serving as power of attorney for passes away. Okay, that's when the last will and
testament. So you have to be a beneficiary after that point.
You have, if you are to settle the deceased's estate, you need to be named. You need to be appointed through the will or by the probate court,
right,
as the personal representative. But there is no no overlap of the duties of somebody serving under a power of attorney and somebody serving as an executor or personal representative under the will, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because one deals when you're alive.
Right.
And one deals, when you're no longer
with us. The power of attorney is if, like, you're in a vegetative state or you can't make decisions for yourself. I mean, you know, we had a family member who had accelerated Parkinson's disease, right, MSA, and she could not make any decisions for herself. And so her spouse made all the decisions for her and everything. Right. And it's a huge burden.
And guess what? You have to execute that power of attorney before that condition sets in. If you don't have the capacity to execute it, then
that's true.
You know, it's going to be handled.
So
it's
also choose your power of attorneys wisely.
Right.
Because, I mean, it could cost you your life.
Yeah.
It could cost you everything. Sometimes I wonder if it's a smart idea to have your power of attorney also be your heir or your beneficiary.
You know, that's tough, but most often they are. You know, the trusted people are a spouse, or children, okay? And there's a couple of guidelines where that's concerned, and I know we're running out of time, but Annalie and I talk about this a lot. When you're naming a power of attorney over your finances, make sure it's the right person. If it's one of your kids, you know, I can use my own situation. I've got five kids. My daughter, who is an accountant and is steeped in, financial experience and expertise,
right,
she will be my power of attorney. However, she would never be able to serve as my appointment of health. She doesn't follow medical conditions, healthcare, needs. And I have two daughters that are nurses, okay? Mm. And they are named in succession, not together, because that's a bad idea too. What if they disagree? But one is named, the older nurse is named to make medical decisions on my behalf, and the second nurse is named if she's unable to.
Okay.
But you know, put some thought into that.
They'll get a turn to have in your life, say in your life there, Bob.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. We'll say, well, I'll just name my oldest son. Well, where's he? Oh, he's in Japan. He's in the Navy, you know.
Right.
And, you know,
might not work out.
That might not work, okay? Let's go to the next one, you know? But anyway, everybody, thank you for listening. It's always a pleasure coming in here and being with Jenna. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
I think to myself, what a wonderful